mudita, the capacity to, or the opportunity to rejoice for the joy of another. I think it's the Dalai Lama who said, you know, if you can tap into this kind of joy, this it's like an infinite well of joy you gain access to, because you know, you multiply your access to joy by the number of beings on earth right now. You know, if you're able to rejoice for the joy of somebody else, there's always something to rejoice about, because there's always somewhere somebody who's experiencing something meaningful or beautiful, or, you know, experiencing health or success in some ways, or good fortune. And so in the wise effort that Jill was talking about, the capacity to resource the mind, to refresh the mind, to gladden the mind and heart by being able to rejoice for others is something we have for us. Often what we tend to feel in an untrained mind, or a mind easily visited by perturbations, is we'll feel envy or jealousy, or comparing, why not me, you know. And so it's also delicate. Sometimes it's known to be presented as the hardest of the four Brahma Viharas. And so it's good in exploration in life to see, like, what's my access to this? You know, how I can easily rejoice for the ease, well-being, playfulness of a child. Oh, that's a way in for me, you know. And so I think it comes from God, I forgot her name. She's a Buddhist activist. No, not Joanna Macy. She's more like New Mexico. No, hey, that's fun. We're going to bring all the... a lot of joy coming. she's in New Mexico. You know, she's an activist. She goes to Nepal every year. Like, you remember Julie Dubuc went with their team? They went to... Joan Halifax. Yes, yes. We have one of our, you know, one of the practitioner who comes to the retreat, Julie, who went on an expedition with them in Nepal, and Tibetan part of Nepal, and to offer free clinics. She does this every year. They walk and walk and walk, and they offer, you know, dental services and all kinds of services to, you know, parents and mothers and... She said it was amazing for a few weeks to actually be able to meet people. Anyway, so Joan Halifax, she talks, I heard her talk about mudita, and she divided it in three, and it stayed with me. She was talking about there's a particular joy in appreciating the quality of our friends and the people we know, you know. So this is a way to have access to joy. Oh, there's you and this particular quality that is unique in you, or that you have, you know. And I'm rejoicing that you have this to protect yourself and to offer the world, you know. So rejoicing in the qualities of another. Rejoicing in the good fortune, the good circumstances. Oh, you just recovered health, you know. So happy for you. And then their third one was the joy offered, the joy that we offer others, She's talking about, being with visiting patients at the hospital, and offering a simple joy, joyful presence. And I think these things are applicable. We can remember them sometimes. Let me take a moment to appreciate the beautiful qualities of this one or that one. It's going to be good for my own mind. And here I could offer simple joy. Maybe sometimes it's available. So if you want, you could do this eyes open or closed, but you could think, and maybe you have already as I was saying this, but if you want, you could think of maybe someone that you appreciate, and you might want to name them silently inside yourself, and maybe name some of the qualities and see how it impacts the ambience in there. Think of different people you know, and some of the qualities, or one of the qualities. If you prefer, you can worry about something. It's always an option, it's all open. And then, just to play with it a little bit, if you want, you could maybe think of somebody you know who's experiencing something nice in their life, maybe finishing a degree in something, graduating. Or being on holiday, or doing something they love doing. Classic phrase you might have heard is may your happiness continue, grows, deepen, whatever is right. May your happiness always continue, deepen, never wane. And from there, we'll gently dive in this basket, Jill and I, and just read out loud these impressions of experiences that some of us had here, and just see how it lands, how I can bring a smile to you, appreciation, or whatever is going to be there. There might be some fluctuations as we do this.
Songs of two birds calling each other.
The most excellent movie, also known as Weather Storm, that many of us yogis enjoyed tonight.
Streaming live. A carpet of pine needles. A ray of light. The smell of humidity. A moment of clarity. I'm tasting summer, and it's tasteful.
My most poignant moments, emphasizing the plural, was remembering the rich tapestry of so many joyful moments on this retreat. Those moments run the gamut of shared laughter in the hall, quiet, supportive camaraderie with others, home fries for breakfast, the peonies and their soldiers, ants, etc., etc., etc.
Seeing each other experience, know, moments of liberation, know as in K-N-O-W, knowing moments of liberation, freedom.
Closing the patio door with such care that it... with such care that it latches with silence.
Pain is a construct associated / made up of, or a collection of sensations, example, throbbing, pinching, pulling, etc. Often if I investigate this so-called pain, i.e. check out the data, I notice it comes and goes, and often in the coming and going, I notice other sensations through the same or other sense doors. Voila! See, I can speak French. Voila! I can sit, be with pain.
Joy of acceptance and letting go.
The joy of a mosquito in a room full of meditators.
Joy when the insects revealed themselves to me during walking meditation, especially the largest spotted winged dragonfly that rested on a stalk the whole meditation period in one place but moving its wing in the sun and gentle breeze. Wow.
Joy, Tatiana's mindful movement sessions. XXOO dot dot.
Floating in the river with the sun sending love to my Buddha belly. Wink.
Wink. Swimming in the river, rain starts, precious moment. Also in French. I think it says the same thing in French, but I can't read it.
Mon corps porté par l'eau, mon visage caressé par la pluie, douce nature, joyeuse nature. The dance of the leaves in the wind, the song of birds in the blue sky.
rain showers.
Feeling touched by the beauty of the sentence that Jill has read, be still and love will touch you.
Stillness, where even the breath is suspended.
I didn't know how to forgive myself. With enough stillness, careful attention, and the support of each teacher in this room, this being witnessed its own forgiveness, the sensation of unconditional love. I now know more intimately how to hold my own sweet hand with patience and wonder. A skill I intend to refine until this body's last breath. Thank you.
Each day during my daily speedy walk on John Street, a person, never the same person, at the feet of a tree, never the same tree, was standing telling me something like, it was not supposed to rain today, or that was a warm one. Was it Buddha every time? Teaching me about my Me Too interview. Is that the last part? I can't see. Teaching me about my
inner weather, my météo intérieur.
Oh.
That funny mug in the middle of every other mugs with its anscroche, its crooked handle. I don't know those English words for that bidule where you're supposed to put your finger in to hold the mug. So that funny mug in the middle of every other mug with its funny bidule made me laugh. Sorry for the non-haiku style.
The river water gently pushing my body to and fro and seeing so clearly how it all changes. Will all change.
Joy. Not wearing any underpants under my dress. May your happiness continue. I never see you.
TMI. Too much information. No, not really, though. Forgiving my mother.
After days of listening carefully, I saw it perched on a branch, whistling the now familiar tune. I finally knew whose voice it was.
Pink and orange, wonderful sunset. The little heads popping out of the river weren't turtles, they were snakes. That's so joyful.
Feeling the mind so at peace, clear and sensitive, so sensitive that even touching the plastic of the chair with the tips of my finger is a pleasant experience.
The sight of dragonflies dancing, mind state, light, playful, body, open, fluid.
Joy. Tatiana's mindful movement class, any and all movements. Feeling tone pleasant like a soft ocean move, caressing the body.
That clear night at 9:30, sat in the living room in front of the window, contemplating the quiet river, silence of nature, irises smiling to me.
The river, a new friend, with respect, greets anxiety, holds the body, is cold and alive, and so am I.
The feeling in the room after the forgiveness meditation last evening.
Watching the grass slowly bounce back into place after having been walked upon.
Two joys. One, a moment eating on the porch where the silence became or was experienced as an entity of its own, a palpable, living presence. Gratitude for this. Two, being part of the ever-growing, silent, swimming Sangha.
Forest bathing with the ancient ones in Gili's Grove.
Joy. Tears of sadness come up to my eyes. I leave them closed. Tears stay for a moment imprisoned inside my eyelids. When they fall on my cheeks, sadness is gone. Joy is back.
Just this.
Deep stillness.
Meeting nature with caring mindfulness, many wonderful encounters.
Mustard and pickles! Exclamation point.
Best banana split and whip ever.
The face of a caterpillar.
Maybe taking a moment to appreciate the qualities that we've been developing here this week. See which one comes to mind for you that we've been developing on our chairs and cushions and as we walked and moved in the silence together. Courage, honesty, calm, clarity, patience, endurance, care, joy. Capacity to begin again, to forgive. Curiosity, equanimity. May these qualities grow in us, never cease. May these qualities protect us and everyone around us and the planet. And may all beings have access to them.